All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast here on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in customizing, designing, and building furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, free agency is in full effect in the National Football League, and we've seen the Minnesota Vikings and quarterback Kirk Cousins come to an agreement on a three-year deal for a whopping $84 million. Now, the big kicker for this deal is that it is the first fully guaranteed contract in the history of the National Football League. Now, what does Cousins bring to the table? He brings an up-and-down guy. I mean, he has 99 touchdowns in his career to 55 interceptions, while he has completed 65.5% of his passes. But Cousins' record in parts of 6 years as a starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins is 26-30-1. He's 0-1 as a starter in the postseason. And then, of course, he subbed for an injured Robert Griffin III in the 2012 wildcard game for the Redskins, and they lost at home to the Seattle Seahawks. Now, for Cousins, I look at a guy, he'll put up stats, but at the end of the day, his team simply does not win. He was 1-6 during his time versus the Dallas Cowboys, which is something that, you know, Redskins quarterbacks typically tend to be judged by. But at the same time, the Redskins were not a good organization. I mean, this was a franchise a few years ago that let his top two receivers go in free agency. And I'm talking about DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon. However, for Kirk Cousins, he is going to a situation. He got paid, yes, but the spotlight is going to be on him for a variety of reasons. Number one, the contract that he signed. Number two, he's coming into a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. On top of that, they let a starting quarterback in Case Keenum go in free agency, and Keenum got this team to the NFC Championship game last season. So, of course, now, if you are Kirk Cousins, it is Super Bowl or bust. Now, the Minnesota Vikings have one of the best defenses in the National Football League going. There is talent on offense. They're expected to get Dalvin Cook back at running back. Of course, he blew out his knee last year. They also have Latavius Murray. You look at the talent at wide receiver, which includes the likes of Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, and Laquon Treadwell, along with tight end Kyle Rudolph, who is one of the best in the business. Now, to me, the jury is still out on Kirk Cousins, but if Kirk Cousins cannot get it done this season, he never will, because everything is set up for him to do it. The Vikings paid you. You're playing indoors, so you don't have to deal with the elements. You have a team that has a very strong defense. You also have a team that runs the football, and you also have a team that has talent at wide receiver. So if you are Kirk Cousins, there's absolutely nothing for you to complain about. It's simply go out there, get the job done, get the Vikings to the Super Bowl, and hopefully win it. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and become a member. Be a part of one of the better sports sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.